531.
PME News at 5, Talofa Kwe Amina Amso. The government has unveiled a package of measures to tackle retail crime, including a fog cannon subsidy available to all small shops and dairies. The announcement follows an outpouring of anger at the fatal stabbing of Auckland dairy worker Janak Patel last week. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it is unacceptable that shop owners and workers feel targeted.
We've continued to look at this issue as we have seen what is happening in our communities. We continue to announce as we work up additional proposals because we do see the issues and we know we need to respond.
And protesters have gathered outside Labour's MPs' offices, including the Prime Minister's office, calling for a tougher stance on crime. Many have closed their businesses this afternoon in protest. The Indian Central Association President Narendra Bana says some small businesses are likely to be closed all afternoon.
We want tougher laws for offenders, and our business is they want to be able to sleep better at night and earn their day's living. New Zealand is not New Zealand that it was a couple of years ago. So we basically want a better country to live in.
The Ministry of Health says there are just over 27,000 new community cases of COVID-19 this week. This is an increase from last week's numbers. 58 people have died with the virus. One was in their 20s and two were in their 30s. There are 328 people in hospital and 10 are in intensive care unit. A Pacific housing strategy called Ainga Mofale is aiming to tackle housing challenges many Pacifica face in Aotearoa. A part of the plan is building homes for large Pacific families and their cultural needs. Minister for Pacific Peoples, Opeito William Sio, says it's an important step in accommodating the Pacifica world.
What we're saying to all government agencies is the recognition that we all live in different worlds. We don't all speak with the same language. It is language and culture that we have to value first and foremost, because that's the world that they primarily live in. It's the world that I live in.
And to sports, the Fiji Drua has announced its 38-member squad for the 2023 Super Rugby Pacific, with five new faces, including Misaki Dodge and Imose Tongiri. The squad has gold medal winning Olympian and Rugby Sevens World Cup winner Iosefo Masi. The team will open up the Super Rugby Pacific season against Moana Pacifica in February next year in Auckland. And in basketball, seven Stephen Adams has enjoyed a double-double, scoring 16 points and grabbing 10 rebounds. His team, the Memphis Grizzlies, fended off a final quarter comeback by the New York Knicks to win the NBA skate basketball match 127-123. Memphis are third in the Western Conference standing. And that's PMN News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.